LGBTQ like a rainbow. LGBTQ like a rainbow. Rainbow.
Hi, I'm Robert Patrick, and I'll be reading from my own novel, Temple Slave, published in 1994, about what it was like for me to be at the Cafe Chino, the first off-Broadway theater and the first gay theater in the 1960s.
Welcome to This Way Out, the international LGBTQ radio magazine. I'm Lucia Chappell. Uganda's parliament rinses and repeats new anti-homosexuality bill. Turkey's Erdogan relies on homophobia to win re-election. And playwright Robert Patrick takes his final bow. Those stories and more this week because you've discovered This Way Out.
I'm Ava Davis.
And I'm Joe Bainline.
With NewsWrap, a summary of some of the news in or affecting LGBTQ communities around the world for the week ending May 6, 2023. The latest version of Uganda's anti-homosexuality bill is on its way back to President Yoweri Museveni. The president had sent it back to Parliament with some suggested revisions on April 20th, and it passed for a second time on May 2nd. They adopted Museveni's request to drop a provision that would have made it a crime to simply come out publicly as LGBTQ. However, the rest remains the same as the version passed in March, despite Museveni's requests. It still jails property owners who knowingly rent to LGBTQ people. It calls for up to life in prison for engaging in acts of homosexuality, and it also jails anyone who advocates or promotes LGBTQ rights in the East African nation. It charges repeat offenders with aggravated homosexuality, and they can be executed. Museveni has 30 days to sign the bill into law, veto it, or return it to Parliament again for further revisions.
Turkey's far-right president Recep Tayyip Erdogan is stoking anti-queer fears again in his bid for re-election. The entrenched leader hopes his incessant anti-LGBTQ campaign rhetoric will cajole conservatives to the polls. In Izmir, he proclaimed, "In this country, foundations of the family are stable. LGBT will not emerge in this country." He urged younger voters in Bursa to reject opposition parties because they are pro-LGBT. He assured his supporters in Giresun that "we are against the LGBT." Erdogan's opponent is leftist Kemal Kılıçdaroğlu, who has made government corruption a key campaign issue. The two are running neck and neck. Kılıçdaroğlu is also promising to eliminate the Erdogan-backed law that makes it illegal to insult the president. Thousands have been prosecuted under that statute, mostly teenagers, for social media posts. Kılıçdaroğlu says, "Young people, I promise you that when I sit in the presidential chair, you will be able to criticize me freely." Turkish voters go to the polls on May 14th.
Seoul's city government has shut down South Korea's largest LGBTQ pride celebration. The Seoul Queer Culture Festival has drawn tens of thousands of celebrants to City Hall Plaza on July 1st every year since 2014, except for the COVID years. Organizers have been competing with fundamentalist Christian groups for an event permit in recent years, and this time a Christian youth concert won. The youth concert is being hosted by a group affiliated with the Christian Television Service. CTS routinely rails against the festival and against LGBTQ people, but its spokesperson claimed that requesting a permit for the same day and venue as the annual queer event was just a coincidence. Queer Culture Festival organizers announced the insulting snub on social media this week. They are trying to find an alternative venue for the celebration.
Let her speak! Let her speak! Let her speak!
Hundreds of people marched through the streets of Missoula, Montana on April 28th to protest the ouster of their elected representative, Zoe Zephyr. The state's only transgender lawmaker went viral with her impassioned arguments against the legislature's bill to ban gender-affirming health care for transgender young people. Republican Governor Greg Gianforte signed that bill into law on the same day. The ACLU filed suit on behalf of Zephyr and several constituents to challenge her expulsion by the House Republican supermajority during the waning days of the legislative session. District Court Judge Mike Manahan said that he has no jurisdiction to override legislative actions. The session has since ended. Republican lawmakers also sent a bill to the governor that essentially bans drag queen story hour at public schools or libraries. Another measure defines gender only as either male or female, virtually erasing trans and intersex people. The Queer Advocacy Human Rights Campaign also lists several more bills. One would allow medical providers to deny services to patients based on their personal beliefs. Another allows parents to withdraw students from public school if they disagree with the lesson plan of the day. Yet another bill would allow schools to out transgender and non-binary students. Governor Gianforte will probably sign all of them.
Oklahoma's governor, Kevin Stitt, made his state the latest to ban gender-affirming health care for minors, signing that bill on May 1st. The Republican governor went on to veto funding for the state's public broadcasting service, the Oklahoma Educational Television Authority. Stitt was not shy as to why he refused to continue the previously routine funding of the state's public broadcaster.
I don't think Oklahomans want to use their tax dollars to indoctrinate kids. And some of the stuff that they're showing, it just overly sexualizes our kids. There's Parents Defend Child Transition on PBS that's being played. There's Elevating LGBTQIA2S Plus Voices. But the big picture here is why do we use taxpayer dollars to fund a system that competes with the private sector?
Unless the majority Republican legislature overrides Stitt's veto, the state's public television provider will be off the air.
Majority Democrats in more blue U.S. states are proactively countering Republican efforts in red states to roll back LGBTQ rights. On May 3rd, Maryland's Democratic Governor Wes Moore signed protections for a woman's right to choose and guarantees for Medicaid's joint state and federal coverage for gender-affirming health care. Illinois Democratic Governor J.B. Pritzker is expected to sign a bill to prohibit book bans passed by lawmakers on May 3rd. Library boards that refuse to stock books due to their origin, background, or views of those contributing to their creation will be denied public funding. Pennsylvania's democratically controlled House of Representatives approved the Fairness Act on May 2nd. The measure to protect LGBTQ people from discrimination in the workplace, housing, and education passed by a vote of 102-98. It's the first time a queer anti-bias bill has been approved by Pennsylvania's legislature since the first one was introduced 47 years ago. State Representative Paul Tuckhack takes it personally.
What if it was your child being discriminated against and disrespected day in and day out? And how would you feel knowing that all of that was legal? That it was not only accepted, but it was actually celebrated and defended? What if your child had no right, no legal right, to stand up for themselves or to seek justice? I'm the parent of a transgender child. I know my answer to those questions. I've lived them.
Opposition to the Fairness Act awaits in the Republican-controlled Pennsylvania State Senate. If it reaches his desk, Democratic Governor Tom Wolf would almost certainly sign it.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis' Republican legislative lackeys rushed through several anti-queer bills for him as their session ended this week. Hundreds protested the anti-queer legislative avalanche at a raucous sit-in on May 3rd at the offices of Governor DeSantis. The state Senate confirmed the House's lopsided Republican majority vote on May 3rd, to expand the Don't Say Gay law from 3rd to 12th grades. It also voted to force trans students and staff to use school bathrooms that match their birth certificate gender. Other bills ban diversity programs in state colleges and universities and allow students and teachers to refuse to use a trans person's preferred pronouns or otherwise recognize their gender identity. Both chambers also agreed on a shocking bill that will allow Florida officials to remove transgender minors from their families if they are receiving gender-affirming health care. 14 activists were arrested at the anti-DeSantis demonstration. All 14 have since been released on bail.
Finally, right-wing protests of drag queen story hours are spreading internationally. The often testy confrontations between pro- and anti-drag demonstrators have hit the U.S., the U.K., and Australia. Threats of violence down under forced the cancellation of a sold-out drag queen story time at a local library on May 4th. The event was sponsored by the City Council of the Victorian city of Monash. Victoria Premier Dan Andrews urged drag detractors to go elsewhere.
It is a disgrace. It's shameful. And my message to those people is very clearly, if you want to behave like the worst elements of the Floridian Republican Party, well, get to Florida. This government and this community remains committed to every single Victorian, no matter who they are or who they love.
That's News Wrap, global queer news with attitude, for the week ending May 6, 2023. Follow the news in your area and around the world. An informed community is a strong community.
News Wrap is written by Greg Gordon, edited by Lucia Chappell, produced by Brian DeShazer, and brought to you by you.
Thank you. Help keep us in ears around the world at thiswayout.org, where you can also read the text of this newscast and much more. For This Way Out, I'm Ava Davis. Stay healthy.
And I'm Joe Bainline. Stay safe.
Our listeners support This Way Out in many ways.
By subscribing to our e-newsletter.
Email us at info@thiswayout.org.
And through your financial contributions to our program.
More information and a link to give are online at thiswayout.org.
Thank you.
Robert Patrick O'Connor died peacefully on April 23, 2023, at his home in Los Angeles. He was 85. This Way Out pays tribute to the gay American playwright, poet, lyricist, short story writer, and novelist.
Hi, I'm Brian DeShazer. It is my honor to remember my friend Robert Patrick in his own words and song for This Way Out.
People are forever asking me to read their plays, help them write their plays, criticize their plays, teach them playwriting. Okay? None of the above can really be done, but I'm going to do it. So listen carefully, because this is the only time I'm ever going to do it. I'm going to teach you the whole art of playwriting, and then you never have to talk about it again, ever. A playwright has a fantasy and writes it down so that other artists may recreate it, so that an audience may experience it. That's it. Pack up. Go home. You're done. You're playwrights.
They thought it true that pink and blue would do to color me and you. But now a whole new spectrum's coming through like a rainbow. LGBTQ like a rainbow. LGBTQ like a rainbow. Rainbow. LGBTQ.
Hi, I'm Robert Patrick, and I'll be reading from my own novel, Temple Slave, published in 1994. For This Way Out's Global Queer Read-In. I'm reading from this book because it was written to tell the painter Patrick Angus, to whom it is dedicated, what it was like for me to be at the Cafe Chino, the first off-Broadway theater and the first gay theater in the 1960s, where and when the dramatic arts came out of the closets of conventional form and content. even though the book turned out to be equally as much about what it was like in the 1980s, no longer to be there and then. I'm reading from Part 2, The Family of Friends, Chapter 58, pages 166 through 168. The writer addresses a friend, Clint, who has become very famous. God, Clint, you're about to enter the story. Do you suffer from stage fright? Page fright? If I continue, I'll be writing wrongs you already know. But I have more glossy prism notebooks leering on my left than broken ones coiled on my right. If one shoves colors through enough prisms, do they recombine into white? Shall I tell the tale you know so well? Oh well, at least you'll be getting it from a novel angle, which, as I vividly recall, was once your wont. Novel angle. From contemplating my navel, I'm now contemplating a novel. It might be fun to do a novel. Just think, no actors or directors to educate, no boyfriends or stage blood to wipe up, no sets to build, no costumes or props. Whatever you forge on paper actually occurs. The earth cracked and hatched out a colossal flamingo. Hermaphrodites on zebras charged the Taj Mahal. That exquisite monument took one look and shot into the stratosphere. Hamlet said, "Oh, to hell with primitive vengeance. I'll keep an eye on Claudius so he doesn't knock off anybody else. And when he kicks, I'll rule over a true, just kingdom. Hey, Ophelia, you want to go to a movie?" What power. One would feel not unlike a later Caesar. Hell yes, let's make it a novel. But first, the royal we must proclaim an imperial pageant, a parade of all prior poets, so that we may exact from amongst their ranks a title for this wave of prose, this tidal wave. Bugles, banners, glockenspiels, form ranks. March, you literary lions. Winner gets a literary Christian. To one who has been long in city pent, oh, friends, count no man happy till he is dead. The heart of the wise is in the house of mourning, but the heart of the fool is in the house of mirth. I am being held captive in a Chinese fortune cookie factory, pinned down by pain and moaning for release. No one could prescribe the form of a human being's attempt to bear suffering. From my great sorrows, I make little songs. There were many temples in the town. Let those who revile them create such an age again. I've got to tell the truth and shame the devil. Don't quibble, Sybil. History, as usual, will lie. But I think the surest way, which cannot fail, is to work from nature faithfully and energetically. We need the landscape to repeat us. Writing is a process of self-knowing. I'm writing my name 100 times to see which one is me. I am an attendant lord. The world is a fantasy of sex and power, pity and terror, push and pull on a darkling picture plane. You don't have to be an alleyway to be twisted. The desires of the heart are as crooked as corkscrews. There is no force, however great, can stretch a thread, however fine, into a horizontal line that is absolutely straight. One cannot contemplate the total chaos of the universe and not believe that God is a blind idiot. I saw the best minds of my generation. Let it be. Let it bleed. Grumble, mumble, mutter. We're lost. But who cares for yesterday? Flowers fade, and yet time loves language. An artist begins by making for himself the works he admires by other artists. Then it becomes something different. I want to make of Impressionism something solid and strong, like the art in the museums. How can we cherish the things of this world when they are but shadows of shadows. The universe is a flaw in the purity of non-being. Unlearning is all. All is vanity. Freedom is slavery. War is peace. War is hell. Hell is other people. Other people are a mistake. I came here for help because there are people here. A society may be defined as a group of individuals pursuing conventional prizes by conventional means. It's off to work we go. So let them begin the beginning. Let me not, to the marriage of true impediments, admit minds. There were many temples in the town, and there were many voices vying at the feast, but mostly I remember you took advantage of me. Love consists of this, in that two solitudes surround and protect one another. Let me out of here. I'm as sane as you are. Gulp. Help me, Will. Help an old shipmate off a ship we don't mention to justify the ways of God to man, to eyewitness great events, to accept what I cannot change, to prepare humanity for its next phase, to know what I know, see what I see, to call it back to cancel half a line, to see eternity in a grain of sand, great riches in a little room, a theater in the midst of sepulchres, fear and trembling in a handful of dust thou art, for art's sake. Ghosts live in small rooms eating dust. The golden place gives short leases. The descent into hell is easy. Not one of all the purple host that took the flag today can tell the definition so clear of victory as he, defeated, dying. Mine is a strange story. The testament of the third person of the Trinity still remained to be written. Nothing at all that I know touches it for general uncanny ugliness and horror and pain. Them as dies now is the lucky ones. Your eyes shall not see all the calamity which I will bring on this place. Oh, lost, oh, Manahata. Oh, screw it, Cookie, hand me my blue guitar. Depth is always an illusion. There were many temples in the town, and I was a Christian slave, though I sang in my chains like the sea. Oh, Pie, Pie, Pie Wacket, what's the matter with me? I wake up every morning feeling like a boy, oranges and coffee. There lives the dearest freshness deep down things. Joy weeps in me, as I suppose it should be newborn. Look, we've made enchantment. History takes no leaps, and nothing is lost. Nothing is lost. Papa, in spite of everything, I still believe that people are basically good. So they have forgotten greatness, all the more reason to remind them of it. Take off your shoes, for you stand on lone and level sands. Listen, my children, I shall be telling this with a sigh. Of all sad words of tongue and pen, the saddest are these. Once upon a time.
Hi, Brian. This is Bonnie Young. You were kind enough to ask me to say a few remembrances of my dear friend Bob Patrick. Well, it'll only be my pleasure. Although he could be difficult to work with at times, and most theater owners got in the way of that wrath a few times, he could be the most delightful person I ever knew. His words to me as an actress was, "Bonnie, louder, faster, funnier." And boy, did he mean it. His plays were always so exciting to work in. We worked in a small theater company on the Lower East Side from about 1977 through about 1983, productively. We did many of his plays, and meeting him just after he did Kennedy's Children on Broadway, we were given the rare opportunity of performing in Phoebe's Bar and at a place on St. Mark's Place, Kennedy's Children, where I got to play the wonderful roles of Wanda and Rona. We did many, many plays of Bob's, his one acts, and really got to know the man well and love him. Carol and I were fortunate enough to do My Cup Runneth Over, where we created the roles. And of course, each name, Yucca and Paula, ended in an A. I'd like to think that I'm a very fortunate actress, having performed in more of Bob's female characters whose name ended in A. He loved to do that. He loved that. He will be missed. He was loved. And believe me, he'd really be enjoying all of us talking about him. Thanks, Brian. And thank you for letting me speak.
We leave you with Robert reciting one of his original poems from a short film produced by LA Art Documents, voice of Radovanovich and Jason Jen.
Well, we were one and now we're done. And time to write our history. Like any love that's written of, it comes out as a mystery. But what, aside from love, has died? A certain strain of laughter? I get more done. You get more sun. Whatever were we after?
Thank you. I'm Robert Patrick for This Way Out Radio.
And for This Way Out, I'm Brian DeShazer.
A groundbreaking television series debuted down under in 1972 with diverse characters that included a gay male couple.
There was an interracial love affair between an African-American man and a white woman. That ruled the show out for American TV. There were lots of homosexual themes throughout the show. It made it virtually impossible for anyone else in the world to screen it, except for Australia.
Celebrating Australia's trailblazing show Number 96 and a new documentary about it next time on This Way Out. Thanks for discovering This Way Out, brought to you by the nonprofit Overnight Productions. News Wrap was reported this week by Ava Davis and Joe Bainline and produced by Brian DeShazer, who also produced our Robert Patrick Memorial. Our thanks to Vojislav Radovanovich and Jason Jen of ARC Documents. Sugarloaf and Odious Ari DeSano performed some of the music you heard, and Kim Wilson composed and performed our theme music. This Way Out thanks the Jane and Deborah Cluey Charitable Fund and listener donors Richard Merck and Brad Payton of Silicon Valley. They help make this program possible, and so can you. Look for This Way Out Radio on social media, email us at info@thiswayout.org, or write to us at P.O. Box 1065, Los Angeles, California, 90078, USA. For coordinating producer Greg Gordon and everyone at This Way Out, I'm Lucia Chappell. Thanks for listening online at thiswayout.org or wherever you get your podcasts, and on WEFT Champaign, Urbana, Illinois, KSA Radio Pretoria, South Africa, KOPN Columbia, Missouri, and more than 200 other local community, terrestrial, and internet radio stations around the world, including this one. Stay healthy, stay safe, and stay tuned, y'all.